Hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to my podcast or my YouTube channel. I'm your host and guide, Will Caminada, and I'm here to help you awaken, heal, and expand your consciousness. Today, I'm bringing a channeled message from the Pleiadians, and the message they bring today is for all of us who are on this path to healing and expansion of our consciousness. They are very clear on how we can embrace and embody 5D living without spiritual bypassing or thinking that we need to reach a destination. So listen to their words of love and focus on your heart as always. And I don't recommend listening to this while driving or performing any activity that demands your focus, because the background music may affect your state of consciousness. I do suggest, though, that you listen to this as a meditation. So close your eyes and let the words touch your heart and soul. Enjoy the message from the piece. Welcome, welcome. We love you. Greetings, fellow multidimensional beings. We are the Pleiadians. We love you so very much. We have a message for the collective, for all of those who are consciously aware of the journey into the fifth dimension, the fifth dimensional state of consciousness. This beautiful state that you dream of as something that you have to get to, that you have to attain, something of a destination. So the message we have for you is very clear. Many of you are looking at 5D as a destination rather than the journey itself. Because we can tell you that the fifth dimension is already available for all of you right now. But this fifth dimension we're referring to is not necessarily a space or a place that you'll get to. It's an experience. Right now, human beings can get to experience a fifth dimensional level of consciousness, moment by moment. It's not about getting to a place where you feel only bliss and joy and love all the time, although we must remind you that this is possible and this is, if you will, your destination. However, when we get to this so-called destination, we as a collective and part of the Galactic Federation will have other things to evolve from. Because the evolution of consciousness is a constant thing. It's a never-ending journey, just like the infinite energy of the Source. Source is evolving. Consciousness is evolving itself through all there is, including yourself. And you might think that there is an end goal, because that's what the 3D level of consciousness is all about. It's all very linear. You live in a present, past, future timeline, and you always see yourself as going from A to B. And that's okay. We acknowledge that, and we want you to acknowledge that and be okay with that as well. But we want you to know that this is not all there is. When we're talking about multidimensionality, there isn't a destination, there isn't a place to go to, there isn't necessarily a hierarchy in the dual sense of the word, meaning higher is better and lower is worse. Yes, you are living in a third dimensional world, but that doesn't make you a 3D being only. It makes you a part of it all. It makes you a multi-dimensional being, just like us. Therefore, the 5D is already available right now in your heart.
and we want to express this in more practical terms for you. As we said, the 5D is an experience. And you can have this experience right now. As you close your eyes and you listen to these words and you connect with us and you're meditating and you focus on your heart. And this is right now a 5D experience. And next thing you know, you might get in your car and start driving and get stuck in traffic and start swearing and get irritated and pissed off and see others as separate from you. You see division everywhere. And that is coming from a 3D level of consciousness. And we say this with love, as always, without judgment. But that would be more of a 3D experience. The next thing you know, you might be caught up in your thoughts. You might be thinking about something from the past, and you might feel some emotions. You might feel happy, nostalgic, or frustrated, or regretful, whatever it is that you're feeling. And that's more of a 4D experience. Once you allow yourself to feel all of these without judgment, you open your heart, you find that love within, you find gratitude for the experience, and that would be more of a 5D experience. And so this is just a simple example of how you can go through different states of consciousness from moment to moment. And for your 3D mind, if you want to set a goal for yourself, an A to B kind of goal, your goal would be to have more of those 5D experiences for most of the time, and less of those 3D egoic experiences. But we also want to say two things about this. First thing is, if you set that goal for yourself, you might be putting a lot of pressure on yourself, and you might end up feeling like you're failing. And again, that is your ego trying to make you feel like you haven't reached your destination, trying to make you feel like a failure. And this can come from trauma, past wounds in this life and past lifetimes, and just overall society conditioning, which you are learning to reprogram. And the second thing we want to say is, we don't want you to bypass your human experience thinking that you have to have a spiritual experience all the time. We want you to practice spending more time in 5D by purposely focusing on it. And making time in your day-to-day life for those 5D experiences, so that when you go out and drive your car, you have more awareness and you're more tuned in to your higher self or your observer self. And this is a lighter way of looking at this that puts less pressure on you. You can actually use your mind, your yang energy, to motivate yourself to find the time, to actually schedule the time to have a consistent spiritual practice. Whether that's meditation, whether that's a walk in the park or nature, whether that's a mindful shower or sounding or breathing, whatever it is that feels right for you, just make the time, schedule it, and practice it more and more so that it becomes second nature. And next thing you know, getting stuck in traffic might be another opportunity for you to connect with your heart and experience a 5D state of consciousness amidst the chaos of a busy city. And while we want to suggest this, we don't want you to think that you have to spend 24 hours sitting and meditating just because you want to stay in 5D. Our point is that the more structure and routine you consciously have for your 5D experiences, the more natural they will become and more blended in with your 3D human experience they will be. We actually want you to live your 3D experience. We want you to enjoy your 3D senses, all the wonderful things that the human experience and this 3D world has to offer. After all, you signed up for this, you volunteered for this, you're here because at a deep soul level, you wanted to come here, you wanted to experience all the spectrum of emotions, from the pain to the joy. We really hope this helped you, fellow multidimensional beings. We want you to go out now and enjoy this experience, every moment of it. We don't want you to get lost in wanting to get somewhere and end up forgetting where you are. Because where you are is beautiful. And right now, where you are is where you're supposed to be. And with this message, we want to finish this transmission in love and in joy. We love you so very much. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to this message and meditating with us today. Let me know in the comments how this experience went for you and what has been your biggest takeaway from it. Don't forget to subscribe and follow me on IG at Guy Will, where I guide weekly live meditations. I'm also on Insight Timer, and you can find me under my name, Will Caminada. And please share this message with that friend who will definitely resonate with this message from the Pleiadians. And as always, keep shining your light, keep your heart open, and let love lead the way. I love you. See you in the next episode.